Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and we are continuing to be joined by our Iowa Senator, Sarah Trone Garriott, as she takes us through how the second funnel week went in the Senate. So with that, Senator, what other bills are currently being worked on in the Senate?
So we say certain bills are still alive. And there are some that are not so great that are still alive. One, so this legislation allows school staff to carry firearms with that expectation that they would be prepared to intervene if there was a school shooting. Specifically, what we're asking people then is that they be prepared to shoot and kill a student, because very often in these school shooting situations, it's somebody who is part of the community. It's a student, which is a lot to ask of anybody. And so I spoke with law enforcement pretty extensively about what they have to do to carry a firearm and know when and how to use it. And the amount of training and then the strategies and techniques they use to respond in crisis situations, to respond effectively, to not hurt other people, it's pretty significant. And this bill only really requires very minimal training for anyone to be armed on school staff. So I'm really concerned that we're setting people up for a very dangerous situation. And the bill kind of makes that assumption that that's exactly what's happening, because it says in the bill that because people are likely to be hurt or killed because of this new policy, that they're going to provide immunity to those armed staff persons for civil and criminal acts, which civil liability is something we see for law enforcement officers, but we do not see criminal liability immunity anywhere in federal or state code. It's not something that law enforcement officers have. So it's kind of a strange thing to say that someone who is an armed staff member could commit crimes and we're going to absolve them of any liability. That doesn't make any sense. So I'm really concerned about it. It doesn't seem well thought out. And we want to make sure that, you know, with kids, we have trained professionals, especially when they have dangerous weapons that they're carrying. It's a huge responsibility, and I think it's important that we respect the amount of responsibility and the gravity of that situation. And unfortunately, when we talked about this committee, the sponsors could not answer my questions. They did not have a clear sense of what we were asking in terms of training. That makes me really concerned. And then again, that AEA bill. So we've got a bill in the House and the bill in the Senate. The area education agencies are really important to supporting the quality of our public schools, especially for rural schools, small schools. And the governor wants to dramatically change the AEAs. And there's been tremendous public opposition to any of these changes. What I hear all the time from people in the community, from people all over the state, is don't do this. We can spend some time looking at the AEAs and education in general and make plans about how we can improve it, but just eliminating or tearing apart this existing system isn't going to make things better. It's actually going to leave a lot of people without services. So both those bills, the House and the Senate version, are eligible for debate in the Senate, and they could move forward at any time. So it's important that folks reach out. Keep reaching out to legislators, because their advocacy has been making a big difference. It's slowed the process way down. It's giving people pause. And we are listening to you. And so please share your stories. Almost everybody has an AEA story that I talk to.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I know you mentioned it before, but of course, you know, when the shooting happened here at Perry, they were crucial to the aid here of the students and staff. Again, just thank you for everything you're doing in the Senate. Was there anything else that you would like to add today?
Well, I just want to let folks know that another thing that the legislature does, but it only happens in the Senate, is confirmation of the governor's appointees. There are all these roles, department heads, members of boards and commissions, who are appointed by the governor, and then the Senate needs to vet and approve these appointees. And so we've got some really significant department heads that we're going to be talking about. The Department of Education is one of those. And it's important for the public to hear from or the public to speak out and tell legislators what they think about these folks. Because a lot of these folks are operating in their roles before they get confirmed or they need to get reconfirmed. And we need to know what you think, if they're doing a good job, if they're capable of performing in this role, if you have any concerns, that needs to be part of the conversation. So know that confirmations are going to be, we're going to start working those out on the end of the month. And so you have a couple weeks to be reaching out to your legislators. And if you need an information about who's getting confirmed, there's a full list in the Senate Journal from March 7th, which is kind of hard to find, but I'm glad to share that information with anyone who sends me an email.
Okay. Reach out to Iowa Senator Sarah Trone Garriott. And again, thank you for joining us here to talk about everything. And we'll speak again soon.
Thank you so much, Haekwon.
You're welcome. That is our Dallas County Let's Talk program with Iowa Senator Sarah Trone Garriott, brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.